Ron Bernthal and this week's installment of Lost and Saved.
Little boxes on the hillside.
Hello, I'm Ron Bernthal, and welcome to Lost and Saved, a program devoted to historic preservation in the region and around the country.
There's a green one and a pink one.
The first neon sign was sold to a barber in Paris, France in 1912, and just 10 years later, neon advertising signs were thriving in European cities and blasting the streets of America with their bright blue and red and green colors. Although most urban neon signs were discarded during the 60s and 70s, some older ones still remain, and they have become highly valued by preservationists. Chicago, Illinois, which once had thousands of neon signs gracing the tops of office buildings, stores, gas stations, and movie theaters, has only a few precious historic neon signs left. Professional photographer Dan Zamudio used a toy camera to capture black and white images of 60 historic signs in a new book called Chicago Neon Signs. Mr. Zamudio says that he hopes readers will join the effort to preserve what's left of these disappearing urban treasures.
I think that this book definitely brings to the forefront the decaying neon signs of the urban environment. The signs are basically, for the most part, advertisements. And as the Landmark Society here in Chicago has stated, once the business closed, the signs vanish, basically. They lose their purpose. But what they don't realize is that the purpose is more than just advertising of a business or a product for some of these neighborhoods. It's a part of the neighborhood whole look. It's the feel of the neighborhood. It's a neighborhood landmark. And this book brings to the forefront some of those neon signs in different ways. And some of the signs already, within the last 6 years, are already gone. So that also brings more attention to the idea that these things are moving out of our lives much quicker than we realize. Go through the book and just go gone, 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 gone. There's a point where these signs are there. I come home, and 2 days later, they're gone. And I don't think people are caring about these signs. I don't think people realize the importance of what they show in a neighborhood.
The book, Chicago Neon Signs, published by Wicker Park Press, is available at major online booksellers and through the publisher at wickerparkpress.com. You have been listening to Lost and Saved. I'm Ron Bernthal.
Little boxes, little boxes, all the same. There's a green one.
And once again, our thanks to Ron Bernthal, whose award-winning program, Lost and Saved, can be heard right here on WJFF every Friday morning at 11 a.m. And we have this important announcement for you now.
In these days of uncertainty, everyone seems to need a little help. WJFF helps our listeners gain perspective on national and worldwide issues with award-winning programs like Amy Goodman's Democracy Now! And on Wednesday, November 19th at 7 p.m., Amy Goodman will help all of us with a live talk and book signing at the Selig Theater at Sullivan County Community College in Lock Sheldrick, New York. Tickets for this WJFF fundraiser are $15 apiece and may be purchased at the door on the night of the event. Books provided by Hamish and Henry Booksellers of Livingston Manor, New York. Remember to listen to Democracy Now! Each weekday morning at 8 a.m. with replays late nights at 3 a.m. on 90.5 FM WJFF and at WJFFradio.org. For more information about this event, call 845-482-4141.
And we have this additional announcement. Sullivan West High School presents a performance of The Legend of Sleepy Hollow along with The Haunted Auditorium and other small works. Two shows only at the Lake Huntington Auditorium, tonight, November 7th, and tomorrow night, the 8th. Curtain time both nights is 7 p.m. That's at the Sullivan West High School. And Saturday, tomorrow, marks the date for the annual Rise Dance, which takes place at Sullivan County Community College's Kaplan Student Union. Year's event focuses on a celebration of volunteerism. Eileen Gunther is the event chair, and music will be by the Van Twistics. Doors open at 6:30, dance.